Welcome to the My Essential Birth podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Stephanie, and we're professional doulas, childbirth educators, and the creators of My Essential Birth, the holistic, empowering online childbirth education course helping mothers everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. So join us each week as we share tips and advice for all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new content. And head over to www.myessentialbirth.com for more information about our birth course and to join a community of mamas just like you. Before we get started, we would like to invite you to leave a review for this podcast in iTunes. It's a brand new show, and it's really important in the launch of a new podcast to gather reviews. Will you please help us spread the word by leaving a review so that more mamas have a chance of finding this podcast when they search for one?
We read every single review, and we promise to keep doing that. We love what everyone, all of you ladies, have been saying about the Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy podcast here with My Essential Birth. So thank you, everyone, for your continued support.
If you don't know what an Enneagram is, it's a diagram with 9 points that illustrates the 9 human character structures. They are 9 different but very connected types, and it doesn't necessarily tell us what we do but why we do it. And to quote Beth at Your Enneagram Coach on Instagram, go check her out, the Enneagram accurately and clearly describes why you think, feel, and behave in particular ways based upon your core fears and core desires. The idea is that you can use this path of self-discovery to help you transform into the highest, healthiest, truest version of you. So less of a personality test and more of a path back to the truest version of yourself.
And as with each of these episodes, we will make sure to link to the free test in our show notes, so make sure to go check that out, take the test, and enjoy the episodes.
We just have to preface this by saying we are Enneagram enthusiasts, certainly not experts, but we find it all interesting and figured you might too.
All right, we've got another Enneagram episode for you, and we're so excited because not only are we nearing the end, which means we've gotten to learn a lot about all of these different types, but this week is all about Enneagram 9. So this is our peacemaker, our mediator, and in true fashion to what we've been doing, we're going to teach you all the things. So we're going to go over your strengths for birth, what to watch out for, advice for your partner, so when to tell them to tune in, and why you're going to love the My Essential Birth course.
So I was reading through the description, and I was like, this person is just a bucket of rainbows. They just sound, because listen to some of these qualities: easygoing, reassuring, agreeable, trusting. I'm like, man, this person sounds really pleasant to be around. In addition to that, they're also very optimistic and supportive. And so in the context of birth, I feel like this is a person, and we'll clarify this here in a minute, but this is someone who could probably be happy birthing just about anywhere, not everywhere, but just about anywhere, right? Their feathers aren't going to be easily ruffled if they're, you know, in a situation where they're thrown something that is maybe unenvisioned. And I've distinctly not used the word unanticipated or unexpected, because I'm hoping that through listening to this podcast and through whatever other resources you choose to help you prepare for your birth, that just about anything that birth might throw your way is anticipated for you, but not necessarily envisioned for your birth.
One of the wonderful things about this peacemaker, this mediator, and something that she understands for herself, is she is actually naturally very connected to herself and kind of to this like spirit world. So she's somebody that, religious or not, is going to be a little more spiritual. She's connected to that side of herself. But the neat part about that too is she's also very grounded. So she's somebody that feels connected to the earth, connected into her body. She understands her instincts. She trusts her intuition. And I think when we're talking about birth, that is just a goldmine. That's somebody that is going to be in touch with all of those things as she goes throughout her pregnancy and birth that tell her which direction to go, what her body needs to be doing, what's going on in her mind. She can trust all of those things and create this birth experience that works for her.
Birth really is very spiritual. And I think when we fail to acknowledge that it is, we're really just kind of scratching the surface. So this is someone who's really going to have one of those deep, spiritual, connected birth experiences. And because of the Enneagram 9 woman's optimistic and supportive nature, she really is going to have a super positive outlook on her birthing experience, provided that she is, you know, playing to her strengths and is aware of things to watch out for. It's funny because I was telling Stephanie, I was like, have you seen, I'm a Saturday Night Live junkie, or I was of like, I like the older stuff better, but there's this clip and we'll link to it in the show notes. It's Mother's Day and this little boy is bringing his mom a card and he's like, Mom, you know, thanks for having me. You know, was my birth a day of joy for you? She's like, oh, it was the happiest day of my life. And she's like all smiling. And then it flashes back to her birth and she's like screaming, I hate this. This is horrible. Right. And then he keeps asking her questions. He's like, did it hurt when I was born? Did it hurt you? She's like, it felt like butterfly tickles. And then it flashes back to her birth where she was like, ow, 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 you know? And it's actually one of my favorite ones, even though it's, I feel, an inaccurate portrayal of birth. But I was telling Stephanie, I was like, the Enneagram 9 woman, she probably does look back on her birth as like, it felt like butterfly tickles. It was the happiest day of
my life. Super optimistic. Right. Right. Like, yeah, sees things in a good light. I think that's wonderful because that you would be a person that no matter what birth throws at you, it could become a really positive experience throughout. And that's kind of the goal, right? Like at the end of everything, it's really about how we feel when we look back. So I think that's something that's a really positive thing for you to do. And two, I think along with that, I was telling Courtney, I don't know, like we talk a lot about, so sometimes like transition is the big turning point for women during labor, but sometimes we don't notice it happen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for us, like me, that notice like this is what's happening right now in my body, I can't relate to that. But when I read all this information about this Enneagram 9, I'm like, I bet you type 9s would be the type that they would kind of pass through that transition. And I wonder if anybody would even know.
Yeah, maybe you've observed this yourself. You've watched some birth videos and you can tell when that woman is in transition. Maybe she's like, I am, where she's just like, I can't do this anymore. Right. Very weepy and kind of that giving up sort of attitude. Maybe they're a little bit more like Stephanie where like, you know, they're screaming and mad and just upset with the situation. Maybe you notice the physical signs, they're barfing or they're whatever.
Right.
But then every once in a while, you'll come across a birth video where, you know, the mom is just, she looks like she's taking a nap, honestly, you know, or she's in a birth tub with her earphones in and just totally relaxed. Just
really focused.
Really focused. Yeah. And the next thing you know, like the baby's head is between
her
legs.
I've been at this birth and it was, and I've actually been at the birth with this client. She's had two. It was the same thing both times. And I was like, oh my goodness. Now the second time I knew, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
But, and what actually tipped me off is the midwives were looking for a heartbeat. And they couldn't find it. And I'm like, that baby's head's out.
It's low.
And I looked and the baby's head was totally out with she was in the water. And I'm like, yeah, because she just went through transition. Like I remember that from last time. She got very quiet, very focused. She didn't want to upset the people around her. It was like, and she would say, like, she's like, it was so intense, but like I was just trying to stay calm, which is like Enneagram 9 all over itself. Yeah. And then that little baby's head was out. So it's pretty impressive.
And obviously with preparation, with training, you're going to have a much easier time through transition. But even a super prepared, knowledgeable woman, we're going to typically see more physical telltale signs. But that's really cool when that happens.
Yeah, totally. Along with that, because you listen to yourself, you can trust your body. I don't know if this is a watch out or whatever, but I think it's really important that you as a type 9 have the freedom and space to move into positions and to do what you need to do to be able to trust and listen to that intuition. So because you're also very like easygoing and things like that, I wonder if there might be some kind of like counter, you know, there where it's like, mm-hmm. I hear the doctor telling me to do this, or my husband's asking me to do that, my body's telling me to do this. So I would really encourage you to be in a situation where you can really trust those instincts openly and freely.
Yeah. So you could be happy birthing just about anywhere, but we think you would be happier birthing in a situation that lets you do that.
Totally. All right. Our next little thing that we go over is what to watch out for. So because sometimes you can kind of turn inward and be a little bit complacent or even stubborn, that can leave you in a place of becoming kind of anxious or worried. And so we thought it would be really important for you to make sure that you're super prepared. So if you're not in a place to become complacent. So if you're getting all the knowledge and information, you're studying, you're researching, you're doing your exercises, your nutrition, all that, then you're going to be in a better position to not be in a place of anxiousness or fear because you're going to understand what's going on.
Yeah, because it is possible to be a little too agreeable.
Yes.
Where you get in the habit of just saying, that's fine, okay, whatever. And that can lead you to actually feel maybe a little frustrated after the fact when right. you've been so complacent and so agreeable with, well, this isn't how I wanted it to go. Well, the antidote to that is simple. You just need to stand up and speak up for yourself when needed. And like Stephanie said, you know, knowledge, preparation, those are going to help you and give you the confidence to do those things. But just know that I think this is true with any type, that sometimes our strengths can also sort of become weaknesses. So just be aware yeah. that it is possible to be a little too complacent with your birth.
And I think that it could be kind of advice for the partners, which we'll get into for a minute, but this is more advice for mom. Just take that responsibility upon yourself a little bit to speak out to your partner. So if you can have that relationship first, then even if that your partner might notice you being a little agreeable in a situation that you had previously talked about with them that you're not happy about, like you want it to go a different way, then they can stand up for you and say like, hey, you know, we've talked about this. I know that she's saying like, yeah, she's fine with that, but I really think she actually prefers this. So make sure that you're setting yourself up for success in those situations too.
So the core fear of an Enneagram 9 birthing mama is that fear of loss or spiritual connection or separation from people around you and from the world around you. And so the antidote for this, the way that you combat this is to really be intentional about creating an experience that allows you to connect deeply with your partner, with your baby, and perhaps even with your provider and the other people that you invite into your birth space. And that we'll get into that in a minute, because that sort of falls into one of the reasons why you're going to love the My Essential Birth course. But ways that you can do this are to study birth together with your partner, read up about really awesome spiritual birth experiences that other women have had, work through meditation and affirmations and visualizations for yourself and your baby, incorporate things that are really going to help you feel connected to your baby, to your partner, to those around you.
Yeah. And I feel like a type 9 for sure would already, so I will tell you this, like the second I realize I'm pregnant, I instantly can feel the difference, and I have another spirit inside of me. This is not just me in this space. So I think that's going to come really naturally if you're already spiritually in tune, which I don't consider myself very much so, but I instantly feel that connection. So I know that a type 9 would absolutely feel that as well. And so I want to include in that, like talking to your baby. And we don't get into this too much. We probably should do an entire podcast episode on it, but the importance of that connection with mom and baby. You're not just one person anymore. That mm-hmm. little baby is its own little spirit, but they're inside of you, and you are spiritually connected while you carry that baby. And I think we have talked about this before, but after baby's born, they've done where they like hook electrodes up to mom and baby and watch sleeping patterns and things. They're like brainwaves.
They're synced.
Yes, they're synced.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's very powerful if you think about it on that spiritual level. And so I really think taking the time to try to connect to your baby, whether that's through meditation or like I used to just like I'd lay in the bath and like kind of lean back and like think about my baby and talk to my baby out loud or in my head. I know like when my baby was breech, even that's like a conversation we had. I was like, you got to turn. We've got, you know, mm-hmm. like that was real. And those are things that we really do tell mothers to do and that actually work. So there is that connection there. I just think that you are going to have such a really neat,
rich experience.
Yes. Yes. And you naturally have that connection. So I think it's just going to be heightened. I think it's going to be wonderful.
You might be prone to sort of discounting your own needs, setting those aside, and instead worrying about everybody else, focusing on their own needs. But we've talked about this before, and I'm so grateful that this is something that's more widely talked about amongst social media. But this idea that you putting some of your core needs first, nourishing your body, moving your body, connecting daily, spiritually, however that looks like for you, those aren't things that can be brushed off to this side, because that's actually damaging to your family, because that's not you being able to give them your best each day. So be careful because sometimes you may numb yourself with things, bad habits like food, binge watching Netflix, scrolling endlessly through social media. So don't numb your own feelings. Don't push those aside. Make sure you're making those a priority.
And just kind of one more note on not something to watch out for, but I thought that this would be like a good thing for you to remember. So because you are so spiritual and you feel grounded or you like to be in that space, we thought that taking a walk early on during labor outside, if you can, depending on what time of year and what the weather is like and everything, but taking an opportunity to allow yourself to feel grounded and connected to the earth, your body, your baby, your partner, all of that will be really good for you in the beginning stages of labor too.
I love learning about birth settings where they allow you the space and freedom to be able to get outside. There's even hospitals that have atriums or little outdoor areas. And so if you feel like that's an important process for you and helping you feel grounded and in tune with your body and your instincts, then you may want to kind of research where you're giving birth. Do they have something like that? Is your provider open to letting you, hey, listen, I'm going to stay on the hospital campus, but if I can just get outside for 5 or 10 minutes right now, that would really help me out. That's going to be especially important for you if your birth suddenly hits a little hiccup or a stall. Maybe it's that you need to take just a few minutes to ground yourself in a way that works for you.
Is that part of Ina May's guide to natural childbirth, where she talks about she works on the farm and she's like, early labor, we send them outside for a hike in the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a book you would like. And now I'm wishing that we would have put in all the Enneagrams, books you should read. Maybe we'll go back and edit. But for real, like if you read Ina May's Guide to Natural Childbirth, and there's some hippie stuff in there.
I know. There's some things where the other woman also got naked and we both moved the contractions together. I'm like, okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But at least for the like early stages of labor and things where they send the couples out and they like go on this nature hike, like there's something about that and it's not just the movement that gets things moving. So I think that, yeah, totally. I'm with Courtney. You should absolutely do that thing.
So one of the nice things about an Enneagram 9 woman is that you're usually not focused on the checklist, at least not in the same way that an Enneagram 3 might be, where like, I got the unmedicated birth, check. I had, you know, immediate skin to skin, check. Like you're less focused on the checklist and more focused on how you felt or what was the connection level in that birth. And so I just want to give you a caution here. We've already sort of mentioned this before, that being too complacent may put you in a position where it leads to something you didn't actually want. And one of the things I love about Enneagram 9s is they're not really focused on the checklist of things like, you know, no IV check, no epidural check. Instead, I want to caution you because if you don't take some care during your birth process to create and craft that experience that you want, you may find yourself sort of mourning the loss, not necessarily of the unmedicated and all those checklist things, but you may find yourself mourning the loss of maybe the connection or the spiritual experience that you desired for your birth that can more easily come through something, a birth that has maybe less interventions in it.
All right, on to our advice for partners. So this is the part where if you are a type 9 and you have a partner, let them come in. Time for them to listen.
Share your earbud.
Yes. So one of the things I thought that would be really good to do together would be like, partners, you encourage her to do something like yoga and meditation and do it with her because she wants to feel connected to you, her body, her baby. And so that's going to be an opportunity to like get into that space. It's something for you to do together. And it's also really calming and relaxing and preparatory for the birth experience.
Practice breathing together too. I remember my husband would sit on the floor and I would sit right in front of him, right? So that my back was against his tummy. And we would both put our hands on my belly and we would practice some of the breathing techniques and things for birth. But that was such a connecting experience for all three of us because we both could feel the baby. Baby could feel mom and dad there. Mm, it was really awesome.
I like that. Make sure that you help and encourage her to be open and honest. So that means your goal is to create an environment of trust and a safe place where she can feel accepted and loved, and she can tell you what's really on her mind. Because like we talked about earlier with mom, if she's in a situation where she may feel one way, but a provider or someone else is encouraging her a different way, because she's so agreeable, it might be easy for her to go with whatever that provider or other person is saying. And so if you know what her core needs needs are, her core desires for this birth are, then you can stand in a place to stand ready to make sure that she gets exactly what she needs from that experience.
Another idea that we have for birth partners is to be sure to encourage her into different birth positions. Sometimes, whether it's for, I don't want to move because I don't want this to feel more uncomfortable than it does, or because of her agreeable nature, she might just stay in the same position the whole time, not realizing that there's something more comfortable available to her. So I think one way you can be really helpful during birth is to encourage her into different positions. The tension that she's going to display in her body if she's not feeling comfortable, if she's experiencing discomfort, is going to be a little more subtle, I believe. And so practicing together ahead of time before birth, really understanding where does she hold tension? What does that look like in her body? And then during birth, being able to recognize, you know, what, nobody else would notice this, but I can tell she's tense because, and then encouraging her into a different position would really be beneficial.
And along with that, just like you were talking about, since you are her partner and you likely know her better than anyone else on a more intimate level than anyone else, we think it's really important that you watch for withdrawal during labor. And so because she's in that optimistic place, she's agreeable, she kind of goes with the flow, she can see the best in everything, she can tend to, you want to make sure that she's not suffering. Like we talk about like doing hard things, but there's a difference between experiencing some discomfort that's normal for pregnancy and birth, and then there's a place of suffering. And so I feel like a type 9 mom might suffer in silence if someone's not able to notice, recognize it, and help her into a better space. So that's where the partner is really going to be the main person, that first line of defense to make sure that she has a good experience.
And again, along the lines of her desire to really cultivate a connected spiritual experience for birth, just be the guardian of that, help facilitate that. Maybe the two of you can make up affirmation cards with verses or phrases on there that really help resonate with her and help connect her to her birth. So just, you know, she's a wonderful peacemaker. Help her achieve that beautiful, deeply spiritual birth that she desires. Enneagram 9 mamas love the My Essential Birth course for all kinds of reasons. First of all, our course really is geared towards preparing you and your partner together. And so what that's going to allow you to do is you're going to study birth together. You're going to be brought together for labor rehearsals, for learning pain management techniques. You're going to feel prepared. You're going to develop a deep connection to this birth experience together. And the course really helps facilitate that for you because it's getting you doing that through pregnancy.
It's going to encourage you to know and trust your instincts because you're going to have all the information with all the options. So when you're like, I feel like I should be in this weird position squatted down next to the bed on the floor, but is that okay? If you know that like that's actually a normal position for moms, then you don't have to second guess that. It's like my body's telling me to do this. I've seen this before. This is normal. This is natural. And along with that same thing, like the birth course also includes many videos of other births. And so I think seeing other women do these things allows us to kind of go into those animal instincts of birth and trusting ourselves anyway, so that when it comes time, no matter what you're doing, it's all normal, honestly.
We really teach and encourage you to know when and how to speak up and advocate for yourself. There are times in birth that you'll need to go with the flow, and we let you know when those are, but there's also times when you can and should speak up, and we help you feel confident doing that.
You're also going to feel more grounded, which is totally your thing. So we've got the meditations, oils, like Courtney talked about, affirmations, visualizations. And then on top of that, we also plug you into our private community. And so that's where you can ask all the questions, get connected with other moms. And then Courtney and I will jump on there often. And if you have questions, we do lives, we do videos, we do all kinds of things that help everyone feel really safe and comfortable and accepted.
You won't be able to be complacent after you take the My Essential Birth course. It will be impossible. You will know too much and be too knowledgeable about birth and the normal physiological process of that for that to happen. So that kind of checks
the box. Probably the one problem we have in the birth course, right?
You can never know too much. That's not a problem. Yeah.
I will tell you that Courtney and I never take for granted the trust and And the information that you guys share with us, I think that every woman that walks into her birth space should be accepted, should be loved, should be educated, should be cared about. And I think that's where you're going to find that you're feeling very safe within the course. But we just want you to know that we love and appreciate you, and that there's nothing that you could do that we wouldn't be able to hopefully offer some advice, but also just wrap our arms around you and tell you that you're loved and you're accepted in this space.
Thank you for being the peacemaker that you are. The world needs more of your gifts and your strengths. So as long as you're showing up every day, the world's a better place.
All right, mamas, we will be back with more tips and advice soon. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe so that you get notifications first about new episodes.
And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for more information on the birth course and to join our online community serving pregnant mamas just like you.